Most of the Midwest will likely continue to experience dry conditions and favorable environment in general for harvesting of crops and maturation across the region. But of course, those areas that got the heavy rain this past weekend will probably not be in the fields for a while longer. Certainly a need for several days of additional drying will be necessary in those wetter locations, which includes places like southern Indiana and northwestern portions of Kentucky, along with maybe a handful of locations in Ohio and some other random locations across the Midwest. All of these areas saw the heaviest rainfall during the course of the weekend. The weather across the region yesterday was generally dry. We saw temperatures in a seasonably mild range of 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest. There were a couple of pockets of upper 50-degree readings reported. And it looks like temperatures are out there across the region this morning continue to be mostly in a favorable range of 40s and lower 50s. And as we go through the next couple of days, dry weather will certainly be the rule and a warming trend will likely take place. Most of the Midwest will see temperatures lifting up towards an above normal level, and that's likely to translate into an environment that'll be faster for drying in these wetter fields and also help to promote field work in general across the area. That includes the planting of winter wheat as well as the harvesting and maturation of summer crops. Now, the temperatures these next few days will work their way up into the 70s, and we might even see one afternoon with some 80-degree temperatures in it. Today and tomorrow, and perhaps on Thursday, we'll see upper 60 and lower 70-degree temperatures occurring in the northern part of the Midwest, while the southern sections of the region will likely see mostly 70s today and tomorrow. It's Thursday afternoon that we may actually get some lower 80s to occur across the Ohio River Basin, portions of Missouri and eastern Kansas, and then, of course, southward into all of the Delta, the southern plains, and the southeastern states. A lot of these more southern locations will likely see the warmer weather prevail through a big part of the next 3 or 4 days. We will expect to see some cooling to occur as we move into the weekend. A cool front will cut through the Midwest, and it will complicate the harvest progress across parts of the region. First, let me back you up a moment. The low-pressure system that is going to be responsible for breeding the cold front that will impact the Midwest will likely evolve across the northern plains on Thursday and Friday. That frontal system will trail the low-pressure center, and as it moves northward into parts of eastern Canada's prairies, we'll see the frontal boundary moving rather slowly across the plains and western Corn Belt. So we'll see the front move across the western Corn Belt mostly in the time period of Thursday into Saturday. Now, the frontal system will probably not be very active initially. The first bout of rain on Thursday will probably be a few hundredths of an inch to 0.5 of an inch in the western Corn Belt, and we're not expecting it to be very good distribution of rain. The frontal system will advance into parts of Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, maybe Wisconsin as we move into Friday and early Saturday morning, but it will likely become somewhat stationary, running from Michigan into the southern U.S. plains in the latter part of the weekend, and a new low-pressure center may form on the tail end of the front in the southern plains, and that low-pressure system will work its way northeast along the front as we move from late Sunday into Monday, and adding a little more rainfall potential to the lower eastern Midwest. Now, there's a chance that low-pressure system will not even evolve, and we'll have to wait for a reinforcing shot of cooler air to come along to push the frontal system out of the Midwest. So we'll see some shower activity occurring this weekend and into early next week that will slow or stall field work in some locations. A lot of the precipitation won't be all that impressive. Temperatures will cool back down to a more seasonable range towards the early part of next week.